Welcome to Condensed History Gems and another Fast Five with me, Greg Chapman. And I'm going to start off by apologising if there's any extraneous noise in the background. I'm actually recording this while I'm waiting for a ferry. It's a big Isle of Wight festival this weekend, which means because I live on the Isle of Wight and I'm an entertainer, I am getting on a ferry and I'm getting as far away from the Isle of Wight as I possibly can. I'm going right up to Cumbria to Silloth-on-Solway for the much more relaxed atmosphere of their vintage rally up there. But I did have to find time to fit in a Fast Five, and I wasn't going to do a Fast Five on this, but Jem told me unequivocally that I had to. Some of you listened to our steampunk episode a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned the fact that I was working on a new steampunk web series called The Last Airship, and I've been crowdfunding that for a little bit over a month now, and the crowdfunding finished just last week, and it was a success. We got the money we needed. For anyone that doesn't know what crowdfunding is, basically, these are places online. You set up your own website and everything else. You let people know what you're actually working on. And people, if they want to, can contribute money. And in return, they get little rewards back, a chance to be a part of the series in this case, various different things you get back for helping out this bit of work. And one of the reasons I absolutely love this is that it's real grassroots. Now, I'm not going to go in a lot of detail about the election today, partly because that gets old very, very fast, and partly because, frankly, we've all had enough of it. But the thing about the election is that we're all voting, we're a tiny little piece, and it goes into a big government, and the government decide what happens. And a lot of the time, that's exactly what happens with films and things. A lot of us are quickly getting fed up with the constant repetition in Hollywood and everywhere else. People just bring out the same types of films because that's what sells. Why are those the ones that sell big? Well, because they're the ones that have the big budgets, the big marketing. Because one gets a big budget, big marketing, it sells well. Guess what? They give the same thing to the next film and that sells well. Whereas crowdfunding's a little bit different. I had a TV series that I wanted to make, or a web series that I wanted to make. And this Last Airship web series, as I say, steampunk web series, is about a small crew of this airship that want to bring back airship flights, set in a Victorian-esque setting, and they're bringing back the airship flights. And the thing is, I wanted to bring this back. Now, I could have tried to get this made, I could have tried to go and get a whole load of money, I could have seen, and then waited to when it came out to see if anyone was interested in watching it. Or I can go the other way round. When this web series comes out, this now means that it's going to be free for everyone to watch. But those people that wanted to see the series have put some money in. It's working the right way round, in my opinion. If you want something, normally you go out and you save up, you buy it, you do whatever you have to to kind of get it. You don't wait for someone to tell you what you want. And yet, that's how we work a lot of the time with television and films. Whereas crowdfunding gives you the opportunity to actually go in and say, well, actually, this is a series I'd like to see made. I'm going to put a little bit of money behind it. Now, that's just kind of my simple way of putting it. But the big thing I want to talk about was its success. And I've got to say a massive, massive thank you. I've got to say a massive thank you to the listeners, basically, here at Condensed History Gems, and my co-host, Jem, for letting me waffle on about it so much. Now, I know that a certain percentage of the funding that I got for this web series came from people involved with Condensed History Gems in whatever way, whether it be fabulous listeners, whether it be those people involved. Now, I can't say how much because a few of those contributions were actually made anonymously, so I can't reveal anything about those people while I'm talking about this on the Fast Five. But what I can say is a massive thank you, because I know that even listeners were sharing it, you were talking about it, and what has been absolutely incredible doing this particular topic. And interestingly, I spoke to when we spoke to Historyland last week, when we spoke to Josh, we mentioned that the history people on Twitter, it's not the Twitter that Josh was expecting, I think was the way he put it. When he started putting out this history podcast, he found a lot of support. Well, guess what? When I put out this crowdfunding, I was hoping that some people would want to see this series and that they would support it. Well, guess what? It was much, much better than that. Not only did I get the support that I needed, I also had a whole load of people all just kind of getting in touch, sending me messages, offering me not just the contributions I was asking for, but also a time and props and things like that. I had people getting in touch saying, well, we'll act for you in a series. Do you need this? I had a friend in America phone me up, or Skype me actually, and say to me, look, you've asked me to appear in this. I've also got someone who has a steampunk shop. I could film it there. I've had people who make steampunk props get in touch and say either, here we go, we'll send you over a load of stuff that you can borrow for the series, or one or two where I've gone, oh, I really want that item. And they've said, well, I'll tell you what, it normally costs this much, but we'll give it to you at cost. I'll just give it to you and good luck with your series. And this whole thing is just, I'd like to say restored my faith in humanity, but guess what? I never lost faith in humanity. People are absolutely wonderful. But it has made me really happy that I live in a day where when we have a project that I want to make, I can reach out to such a supportive group of people, and everybody, if they enjoy the idea of it, if they like the idea of it, they have a way to get involved and help out. That's all from me. I've slightly overrun this Fast Five, but I wanted to say a big thank you to everyone that's been involved. If anyone's listening to this, doesn't know what I'm talking about, and really wants to find out a little bit more, then please go to www.thelastairship.com and find out what I've been up to. If you really want to, you can still contribute at this point in time. But for now, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with a longer episode, and we'll be back in the flow of history. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. And take care.